so that we find that the Misnagdim will no longer put a greater emphasis on fighting the Chassidim than they do upon building their own strength and their own institutions. The Chassidim will force the Misnagdim to a certain extent adopt some of the Hasidic ideas, to reform themselves from the charges made against the Misnagdim, that they were without soul and that they were cold and that they were slaves to the letter of the law, but that they really had no inner content, and that they were an elite group that had nothing to do with the masses. They will force the Misnagdim to rethink that, just as the Misnagdim forced the Chassidim to answer the charges that they were not scholarly and that they did not observe the halacha and that they gave more attention to externals than to real service of God, etc. So you have this, it almost becomes a symbiotic relationship, that each one needs the other. And in White Russia and in most of Lithuania, there were very, very few Chassidim. But in the rest of Russia and the Ukraine, in all of Poland, and in Galicia, and finally in Hungary and Romania, the Chassidim became very, very strong, and they became the majority of the Jewish people. Simply the majority of Jewish people were Chassidic. Now, I want to mention to you that after if we have here, I just want to complete this idea regarding Chassidus tonight and some of the history of it. After the Besht came the Maggid of Meserich. Now, there are other great people that are in that time, but to count all of the great leaders of Chassidus would and give their biographies, time does not allow that. But after the death of the Maggid, there arose one of the great leaders of Polish Chassidus, the man that was called the Chose of Lublin. Chose means the prophet, the seer, who was given that name in recognition of the fact that people held him not only to be a miracle worker, but people held him to be able to literally see into the future, to be a prophet, to be a seer. And his name was Rabbi Yaakov Yitzchok Horowitz. He lived in Lublin. And in Lublin he had the rabbi of the town of Lublin was a Misnagid. And he had a great deal of opposition from the rabbi. But nevertheless, Lublin turned into a center of Chassidus. And the Chose attracted to his camp hundreds of the best minds of Jewish Poland. Now, again, remember that Chassidus was a revolution. In the history of revolutions, for the revolution to stay fresh, it has to revolt against itself. Otherwise, it becomes frozen into the establishment. So there's going to be another revolution now within Chassidus. To take a bad example, but one that perhaps all of us can remember and recognize, that was what Chairman Mao tried to do in China. He tried to keep the revolution going. So every 5-7 years, he started a new revolution. That leads to chaos and destruction and all sorts of problems, but it does keep the revolution fresh. The revolution is always going on. And there is a tendency within all revolutions for such things to happen. Through the Chose, the new revolution will start in Chassidus. Because what happened was that Chassidus became a mass movement. When it became a mass movement with elite leadership, a certain section of the elite leadership was turned off. They said, oh, there's got to be more than spending your time all day discussing...